This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
U.S. stocks reversed gains late in Tuesday's trading day as markets continued to take a breather from a record-setting run that's become the story on Wall Street during the first quarter of the year. The Nasdaq Composite, which was on pace for a record close, fell late in the session to close down roughly 0.4%. The S&P 500 dipped nearly 0.3%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped about 0.1%. On Tuesday, the focus turned to economic data. Durable goods orders rebounded during the month of February, rising 1.4% last month, amid increases in transportation equipment and machinery orders, according to the Commerce Department's Census Bureau. In other economic news, the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose 6% in January from a year ago, up from December's 5.6% gain. January's annual increase was the highest since 2022. Meanwhile, a fresh reading on U.S. consumer confidence showed consumers are feeling less confident about the future state of the U.S. economy. According to new data released Tuesday morning, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index for March came in at a reading of 104.7, little changed from a revised 104.8 in February. However, the Expectations Index, which tracks consumers' short-term outlook for income, business, and labor market conditions, fell to 73.8 in March from 76.3 last month. Historically, a reading below 80 in that category signals a recession in the coming year. All of the data this week serve as appetizers for the main event on Friday, when the government will release the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, otherwise known as PCE. That contains the Federal Reserve's preferred look at the pace of inflation in the form of core PCE growth. In company news, former President Donald Trump's social media company made its Wall Street debut after merging with Digital World Acquisition Corp., shares of Trump Media and Technology Group Corp., which had risen more than 50% earlier in the session, finished the day up 16%. Here were some of the stocks trending on Yahoo Finance Tuesday. Tesla. Shares of the EV giant jumped about 4% on Tuesday after CEO Elon Musk said U.S. customers will be able to utilize the company's self-driving software as part of a month-long free trial. The technology is often referred to as full self-driving or FSD. Krispy Kreme. The stock jumped nearly 30% after the company announced its national partnership with McDonald's will be expanding. Analysts say the partnership will unlock value for Krispy Kreme, which began selling donuts at McDonald's locations in 2022. A nationwide rollout is slated for 2026. And Viking Therapeutics. Shares soared more than 20% after the biopharmaceutical company reported positive early phase results for its oral weight loss drug. According to the results, the pill showed no safety issues and a majority of side effects were mild. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.